This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Thank you for listening. And we have a couple guest professors today filling in for Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper, who are out. Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are a regular guest professor here on.
I am. And one day I'm going to make tenure.
Yes.
You know, I think after 18 years, we got to be getting close.
Right. You are still coaching the volleyball team, aren't
I am.
You?
That's
okay.
Right. Yes,
just
sir.
Just want to make sure you're doing that because we all have to wear multiple hats around here. Ann Reed makes her debut. Good morning, Ann.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Ann is going to have questions. We thought we'd add a lady's voice.
Yeah, and you know, Ann does a lot of writing for the AFA Journal.
Right.
So don't be surprised if there are some literature questions.
Literature questions. Yes.
And don't be surprised if there's not.
That works out good. There you go.
So it's Learning University. Learning University is on the air. A couple things to remember here. Let me give you the phone number first if you want to be on the air with us. And ask or answer. We prefer that you do both trivia questions. We prefer that you answer and you ask a trivia question. Here's the phone number to reach us. And please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period between calls to be on the air with us to play trivia here on AFR. The phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. Toll free. This really shouldn't matter, though, if you want to be on the show.
So you're saying a toll would be appropriate?
Yeah, I think you know. I don't even know why we say that anymore with cell phones.
That's right.
Huh?
But I agree.
It doesn't matter. So the number to reach us here on Trivia Friday to be on the air to try to stump the panel, 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Now, those aren't for questions on the air. That's just a email address for you to reach us here at AFR, comments@afr.net. Now, the other thing is, if you hear this sound.
The sound of silence.
Yeah. Had a little Simon and Garfunkel going on right there. Wasn't that their song?
That was their song, yeah, yes, sir.
I thought so. Adam, a little delayed there. Adam, our producer. Adam, let's try this again. If you hear this sound. Yes, what I call the beloved cowbell. And that will signify that you have answered correctly the mystery question. And Jim and I and Ann, now, if you're watching us on Facebook right now or YouTube, just type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube, and you'll see us here in our studio. And we're holding up the T-shirts that you will win. Now, you'll only win one of them, but we're each holding up T-shirts. In fact, Jim is donning one.
I am, and I usually charge for billboard space. I just want you to know that.
Is that right? Okay.
That's right.
We'll keep that in mind. But you will win yourself, if you hear that cowbell, you would have won yourself a Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt, and we will be sure to get that in the mail to you. If you want one of these Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirts, you want to just pay for one for $15, and that includes shipping
and handling.
And handling. I'm shipping and handling.
Shipping and
not
handling.
Just one
That's
or
right.
the other.
And they won't be the ones we've handled.
Right. No, it'll be a fresh.
Fresh, clean.
Fresh, clean T-shirt. And so you can order yours for $15 and wear them proudly.
At afastore.net.
Good point. Jim, afastore.net, afastore.net. Real quickly, Ann, you work in the AFA Journal Department.
I do.
That's our monthly magazine of the ministry. So what do you do there?
I'm a staff writer, so if you get the AFA Journal, which you can get online if you don't already have a copy, you can get a one-year free subscription at afajournal.net.
Okay.
Shameless plug. And so I write one, sometimes two features, and do a lot of other work, a lot of other pieces that may not be quite so obvious to the reader, to get that issue out every single month.
Okay. Well, the AFA Journal is an excellent magazine. It's our flagship publication here at American Family Association, American Family Radio. If you give to this ministry at all, you should receive the AFA Journal.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't receive the AFA Journal, it probably means you're not giving. So you need to check your heart there about why.
Just in time for year-end gifts.
Yes. Ask yourself, why am I not giving to American Family Association, American Family Radio, and not receiving the monthly magazine, the AFA Journal?
All right, so far today we've worked on a toll for trivia questions.
That's right.
And now we're working on year-end donations.
No, we're working on shaming people.
Okay, well, I was going to rise above that. But you're just for shaming.
Straight up not giving to AFA, AFR shaming. That's what we're doing right here, Jim. That's
yes, sir.
End of year shaming.
That's right. All right, let's go ahead. Jim, you give your three questions, and Ann gives hers. I'll give mine, and we'll get started here.
Okie doke. What travelers relied years ago on octants to find their way? Should be fairly simple.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What travelers relied years ago on octants to find their way?
Is that an animal?
I don't know.
You're not saying?
Not saying.
Okay.
All right.
It's a plant, maybe?
You know, it could be any.
Okay, you're just not going to give it away. I understand. Okay.
No clues.
Okay.
All right. What future MASH star, at this point historical MASH star, was shot out of a cannon in a Hertz TV commercial before his career on MASH?
On MASH. Okay.
Yes,
it's a household name for those familiar
with
the MASH show. Okay.
Yep. And then how many squares are there on a Scrabble board?
How many squares are there on? Good. I don't even know. Do kids. How old would you have to be post 40?
We played Scrabble at the house last week.
Okay, so all right,
yeah,
all right. So
I won.
Scrabble? Did you really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. My
family.
So
did you know the answer to this before you looked it up? Okay.
Even though
you played Scrabble.
Even though
a lot.
I played Scrabble.
So that's on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult. That's 10.
Okay.
The question sounds like to me, but hey, we need to throw a 10 in.
Every now and then. Well, it's learning university.
Learning university. You need to expand your horizons. Ann, what do you have over there? Three questions.
Okay. What was the first toy to be advertised on TV?
Okay.
Second is, in 1985, President Ronald Reagan invoked the Harry Callahan line that says, "Go ahead, make my day."
Uh-huh.
Who was he speaking to?
Okay. Who was he speaking to?
Right.
Okay. I was thinking who uttered, I thought your question was about to be who uttered that line in a movie made famous. All right, go ahead.
Okay, how many flavors are in Fruit Loops?
How many flavors are in Fruit Loops?
Currently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I work with a lot of them. I'll just tell you that right now. I don't know how many flavors there are, but I work with a lot of them. Okay, so here are my three questions. Number one, what ingredient is added to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Oh,
this
I know.
Is the,
yeah.
This is the festive holiday eating season, right? And we even taste foods we're not used to sometimes during this time of year. But what ingredient is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar?
And did you know that the amount of that ingredient determines light and dark brown sugar?
Really?
Yes, sir.
Did not know that.
It's a food question, boss. Come on.
Just an aside question.
That's right.
A secondary question. Number two, what fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? Makes you go, doesn't it? What fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? And my third question is a Bible question. Who killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey? Who killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey? There you go. There are your questions. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and Ann Reed. And let's get to the phones, Jim.
All right, let's talk to Sarah calling from Virginia this morning. Sarah, welcome to today's Issues Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where in Virginia do you live?
In Central Virginia.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The sugar.
Okay.
Right out the gate.
Yes. What ingredient, Sarah, is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar?
Molasses.
Right.
Exactly right.
Did you know that, Jim?
I did.
Did you know that, Ann?
I did not.
Okay. How did you know that, Sarah? Did you do?
I'm a baking fan.
Are you working your way? Are you going to get your doctorate degree in baking or what's your goal?
No, I study it all the time.
Okay.
So you're an enthusiast.
Now, what were you saying, Jim, related to this?
So you have light brown sugar and dark brown sugar.
Okay.
And the difference in that is how much molasses is put into the sugar.
Gotcha.
Because that also impacts the taste.
Gotcha. Makes sense. What is molasses exactly, Sarah? If you can tell us what molasses is, which is, you know, completely an unexpected question to you. No time for preparation. Either you know it or you don't. And if you answer it, I'll send you a free T-shirt.
Okay. It's the byproduct of refining sugar. So that's how you get white sugar. They take out all of the cane syrup and all of the other stuff in the cane sugar.
Yep.
And it's molasses.
That's exactly right.
And did you know that?
I did not. That's very interesting. So it's actually more pure.
You need to write an article on this in the journal, Hans.
That's right.
Because you don't know a lot about this, and you probably enjoy writing about something new that you don't know.
I'll run that by Randall.
Okay. So molasses is unrefined
cane sugar.
Cane sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Now, one more question along these lines, and then we'll move on. Sorghum, Sarah. You know what sorghum is? Uh-huh. Is that the way you pronounce it? Sorghum?
Sorghum?
Depends on what part of the country you're in.
Okay. Well, however you pronounce it there in Central Virginia, what is that?
I believe it's taken from another type of plant that has a lot of sugar.
Yeah,
I know that sucanat is unrefined cane sugar.
Okay.
As I understand it, I believe sorghum is almost like syrup where it's harvested from trees.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, wonderful. Listen, Sarah, after you ask us your question, if you will stay on the phone, we will take your address. And because you answered, what was the question I asked? Molasses?
What makes dark sugar?
A molasses.
Yep.
She answered molasses without any preparation whatsoever.
She did
just
well.
Off the top of her head. We're going to send her a free Trivia Friday T-shirt. Fire away, Sarah, with your question for us.
Well, I have a true or false question.
Oh, good. One of us to get it right.
Yeah. 50-50.
So it's about a specific dog breed.
Okay.
And the Saluki, which is an ancient desert sighthound, has webbed feet. True or false?
Okay. Don't say anything, Sarah. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. The Saluki, this is an ancient Egyptian dog, you said?
Well, yes, they're an ancient desert breed. They are known for living in Egypt.
I want to say that's the name of the mascot for Southern Illinois University, too. I think they're the Salukis, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, that
I'm
has
I'm going to say true. It would help them, you know, the Lord equips each person and animal with what they need, and I think that
feet.
Would help them run across the sand.
Ann, your thoughts here?
My guess is that it's true because it's such an odd thing to come up with otherwise.
You mean for God or? who are you talking about? Odd thing to come up with. Oh, you mean the question itself?
Exactly.
Why would it be true if she's asking, and why would she make it up?
Exactly. But
yeah.
I'm not learned yet, so
okay.
I'm new to this whole thing.
Sarah, go ahead. What's the answer?
It's true. It gives them a better grip when they're running on sandy, rocky terrain.
Okay. You know, my son has a silver lab, and I've been with him duck hunting,
mm-hmm.
and the lab goes and retrieves the ducks.
Right.
It is fascinating to watch if you've never seen dogs do that, how instinctive they are. And I think the labs have web.
They have
web-type feet to help them navigate the water, but it's just amazing to watch these creatures do these fascinating things. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Now hold on now. Don't.
Oh, yep. Don't hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up.
All right, here we go.
Free T-shirt.
Going to talk
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Jim, and Ann. Go ahead, Jim.
Sam from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Sam.
Yes? Yeah?
Play it again.
Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Oh. Okay. I'd like to do both.
All right. All right. Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the octant.
Okay, sir. What travelers relied years ago on octants to find their way?
Navigators.
Navigators and sailors, absolutely.
All right.
Well
now,
done.
Now I have to ask you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I'm not familiar with this word, and I'm 55 years old. What's the word again?
Octant. It's the predecessor to the sextant.
Oh, which was the navigational tool.
Right.
I'm familiar with that.
There you go.
Before radar and all that stuff. Sam, how did you know that?
History class.
Okay. You paid attention, huh?
Yeah.
You paid attention that day. Very good. That's excellent. Well, Sam, what is your question for us?
Let's see. Okay. What was the original name of Adventures in Odyssey made by Focus on the Family?
What was the original name of Adventures in Odyssey?
That was a very popular radio show we aired here on AFR for years and years.
We did. And,
Ann, any idea?
I do not.
The soda shop that they always go to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Adam's passing us a note.
I'm not going to be.
Oh, he's not passing us a note.
I'm not going to be any help here. Does Adam know our producer? What did he say, Ann?
He gave me the password to log into the laptop.
So we were going to Google it, is basically what it comes down to.
So the note being passed had nothing to do
had nothing to do with the answer.
Okay. Sam, we don't know. What's the answer?
Odyssey USA.
Odyssey USA.
They only had that name for one year. The first year, I think that was 1989. That was the first year they created. They only had that for 1 year. Then it changed to Odyssey. Pitched to Odyssey.
Gotcha. Well, now, Sam, that seems like a pretty specific question and pretty specific answer. Are you a big fan of Adventures in Odyssey?
Yeah, I just recently got the Silver Celebration volume, and it had all that information in there. I'm like, oh, that's just him. I tried and tried Friday one of these.
Well, you did well,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely. Adventures in Odyssey, very popular show there for years and years. All right, Sam, thank you so much. Calling from the great state of Louisiana. You are listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this, and hold on just a second, Jim. And we've not talked. First time co-hosting the show here. This is a setup line that I use for JJ and Ed, and I've trained them.
Uh-huh.
And Jim knows what we're about to do here. So when I say also known as, then we join in stereo saying
Learning University.
You know this?
Yes.
You did
See?
Know this?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, this is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Got it a little late there, Ann. Even though you said you knew it. A little late there. But
she didn't realize there was going to be a pop quiz right. That quick.
Well, next time, we'll just make sure we're on cue here. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, lady and gentlemen.
Okay. Pardon me as I look for mine again. What famous MASH star was shot out of a cannon in a Hertz TV commercial before he appeared on MASH?
So that was his...
That
he
was
put, he put on the, his resume.
Right. I was shot out of a Hertz cannon.
Right. Things I've done. Worked at a shoe store.
Right.
Was a janitor one summer at the school and also got shot out of a cannon.
Right.
On a TV commercial. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. And then how many squares are there on a Scrabble board? How many squares are there on a Scrabble board?
I don't think that'll be answered unless somebody looks it up. But
you don't
I could
think
be wrong
so?
Without looking it up.
Well, I lost.
You can look it up if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I lost one of them, so I'm going to answer
it. Who's ever
it?
Counted those? You know what I'm saying?
Someone with lots of time or the yeah. person responsible for making the spaces on the board.
Duly noted. And that
yeah.
person.
Because if you get 226, man, you just got to throw that board away.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna.
I haven't played Scrabble in a while. It's been a while. Should I? Jim,
you
should I get back
it's
to playing Scrabble?
Absolutely, it's great.
Okay, it's just Allison and me at home now, so you think...
In that case, I'd let Allison win. That's
I know,
just me,
she
though.
Likes those Sudoku puzzles.
You might be in trouble
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Definite advantage. But now you're a wordsmith, so you should do okay.
Yeah, okay. Well,
all right.
Let's see.
What time does Wee Willie Winky run through the town?
Come again, Jim. What did you just say?
It's a literature question.
Okay. Well, what's the question?
What time does Wee Willie Winky run through the town?
Is that Dr. Seuss? Who is that?
Don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Aunt?
Okay.
Aunt, go ahead.
What was the first toy to be advertised on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two is when President Ronald Reagan invoked Harry Callahan's line, "Go ahead, make my day," mm-hmm. who was he addressing?
Okay.
And how many flavors are in Fruit Loops?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And see, I was hoping that question was going to be, how many flavors are at Baskin-Robbins?
There you go. All right, here are my three questions. What fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? Number two, Bible question. Who killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey? And number three, new question. Approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? Approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? That is a new question. Back to the phones, Jim.
All right, staying in the great state of Louisiana, Patricia calling. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, good morning, professors.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Louisiana?
Yes. Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right.
Okay, wonderful.
Listening to us from our Plaquemine station.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right. Well, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The Scrabble board.
All right.
Wow.
There we go.
And I was mocking Jim, saying that
challenge.
Wouldn't be answered.
That's right.
Okay.
How many squares are there on a Scrabble board, Patricia?
225.
That is excellent.
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the mystery question. Answer correctly. So, Patricia, you have won yourself a Trivia Friday American Fan.
Wonderful.
Learning University
I'm so
teacher.
Happy.
We will. So, hold on when we finish here, and we'll get your address and get that in the mail to you, okay?
You know, guys,
you.
When you look at my shirt, it looks more like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. You know, there's only three people on
that's
there.
That's right. Only three. But, you know, you're over the mountain of trivia, and you have Learning University
yes.
as your foundation.
Right. Right. So. It's Trivia Friday t-shirt. Jim's talking about how it works for him. And there,
yours work. May look like a postage
it
stamp.
It can work for you, too. So go to Facebook or YouTube, type in today's issues, and you can watch the show and see the t-shirts we're talking about. Patricia, wonderful. How did you know the answer to that?
I looked it up.
Okay. That's hey, that's okay.
You told them to.
Yes, I
so
see. Well, right. Sometimes you got to look things up in order to learn them, but I just doubted anybody would, you know off the top of their head.
So what you're saying is Scrabble is an antiquated game?
No, I'm antiquated. I don't know. I'm just saying even people who play Scrabble, how many people stop to count the squares?
Do you know that there was an app put out called Words with Friends?
Yeah.
And it was based on Scrabble.
Is that right?
Yep.
Was it a movie?
No movie. Not that I'm aware of. Well, I can see there's more ridicule coming.
Hey, no, I just... Aunt, Patricia, can you hold on to the break?
Yes, I can.
To ask your question of us. Okay, we're going to take a short time out right here, and we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. 2019 is upon us, and we're going to be going back to Washington, D.C. and to Williamsburg for our spiritual heritage tours. And if you've been wanting to go, maybe this is the year for you. These tours fill up several months in advance. And one of the reasons they do is because we have an actual historian, a professional historian that comes on our tour with us. His name is Stephen McDowell. He's the president of the Providence Foundation, and he knows more about early American history, especially the Christian influence on early American history. He knows more than anybody I know. So, if you want to go with us, you can find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's in June and September. Pick the month you want to go. Find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Dr. Robert Bowen. I am the Dean of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, and I'm an Associate Professor of Physiology. So one of the benefits of being a faculty member at TMU is not only are we allowed to speak the gospel in the classroom and within our areas of discipline, we're encouraged to do so. Everybody needs to know the love of Christ. And so I try to incorporate in my classes, and one of the places that I incorporate in the most is in my office when I have students come in.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu. Today,
I want to tell you how disgusting it is that we have to talk about this. The death of an 8-year-old child, an illegal immigrant, it's detestable because this horrible tragedy has been turned into a political football, and it's just not right. But the truth is, you need to hear the facts and understand what's really going on. The mainstream media wants you to believe the Trump administration, and specifically Border Patrol, is responsible for the child's death. That's simply not true. Homeland Security says the 8-year-old who died in custody did so after his father declined additional medical treatment. It may seem insensitive to say this, but the blame does not lie with the Trump administration. It lies with the parent, a father who exposed his son to grave danger. It is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and one that could have been entirely prevented had they tried to come to America legally. I'm Todd Starnes.
Just give me that countryside.
Oh, there. New York is where I'd rather stay.
That's a classic right there. Huh?
Hachoo!
Who were the actors there?
Eddie Albert.
Eddie Albert, right? Or Eddie Arnold.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Look it up.
Ann, do you know?
I do not.
You do not.
That's my answer of the day.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. Yeah. Right? You knew that, though, right, Ann?
Now that you say it.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we want to get back to the phones. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Patricia, and she won the Trivia Friday T-shirt because
yes, she
answered the mystery question.
And the cowbell rung.
The cowbell rang, and we are now waiting for her question of us.
Patricia? Patricia?
Yes.
Go ahead with your question
for us.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say a prayer, and then I want you to see if you can tell me which president said it.
Okay.
Direct my thought, words, and work. Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb. Purge my heart by thy Holy Spirit. Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
That is a beautiful prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
You're saying which president prayed this?
Yes.
You mean, is it publicly or privately or both? Or
I don't know. It's in his diaries.
Okay, in his diaries. Okay. We've had a lot of Christian presidents devout, so I'm not sure. I would don't say anything, Patricia. Don't answer, but I would guess George Washington.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you have any idea on this one?
I was wondering if maybe it was Lincoln, but
okay, Abraham.
I certainly don't know.
I could probably nominate several that it wasn't.
Right,
but.
Right.
I think George Washington.
I know. We won't get into that, Jim.
We won't get into that. It's Trivia Friday, yeah. Not Political Friday. Right.
Patricia, what's the answer?
George Washington.
All right.
George Washington. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, team. I had to go along there. But I did. George Washington, if you read his about his life and read the things that he said and did.
Right. And even at his grave site there at Mount Vernon, there are some smaller Washington monuments, if you will.
Yeah.
And there's some great scripture and great quotes inscribed at the base of each of those.
Yeah. Patricia, great question. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to
you.
Happy New Year.
Okay, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we go back to the phones.
Kansas, and we're going to talk to Rachel. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Rachel. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. What part of Kansas do you live in?
It's a really small town about halfway between Topeka and Manhattan.
Okay, on I-35? I-70. I-70. Go on Kansas City and then St. Louis and then beyond. All right, wonderful. Well, listen, go ahead. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the man who killed 1,000 men with a donkey's jawbone.
Yes, this is a question from the Bible. Who killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey? His name?
Samson.
Samson, right. I shouldn't have said his name because it could have been a prophetess for all.
Could have been.
You know, Deborah could have whipped out that
jawbone
and started whooping up on
it. Must have been a durable jawbone.
Yes, indeed. That's one of those stories that's hard to believe in the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't believe it.
Well, because they would have been armed with swords and shields.
Yeah,
and
you got one guy.
Right.
Beating back 1,000. But that's what Scripture records. And Samson was the man. He was the strongest man in the world. And so, good answer, Rachel. And a correct answer. And this is found in Judges 15 through 17, the book of Judges. By the way, I might add, there are a lot of stories in the Bible that are unbelievable, but they're true. But they're still true.
You got Jonah in the well?
Yeah.
You know?
Was it a whale, Jim? Do you know that for a fact?
A large fish. A great large fish.
But what other kind of fish would do that, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the question we have. Ann, any thoughts here on this?
No.
Whales or no whales?
No? I would say that it probably... Well, if we go by today's understanding, I would say that it was not a whale, but they didn't have the knowledge.
What's the Hebrew word, Ann, for whale?
I do not know.
You don't know that either? Can you look that up for us? Okay. All right, Rachel, are we finished with?
I'm done. Yeah, Rachel, I mean, I was.
All right, go ahead, Rachel, ask your question.
Okay, so it's a little bit downer.
All right.
But okay, if you're familiar with any of, like, the classic or even more modern Disney movies, a kind of recurring element of it is that either the mom or both parents die before the movie starts or in some point during the movie. What is one of the reasons that a lot of the main Disney characters didn't have a mother?
Because Walt Disney's mom died.
We'll go with that answer. Rachel.
Yes, that was right.
Really?
Because after I believe it was Snow White, after Snow White and Seven Dwarfs came out, it was such a big success that he wanted to buy his parents a house, and they didn't realize that the heater was leaking, and it was like leaking carbon monoxide, and both of his parents went to the hospital, and his dad survived, but his mom wound up dying because of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, that's very sad. I didn't know that. That happened to Walt Disney, huh? Hmm. Well, I read the other day about a couple who had a propane heater.
Right.
They put it in their house.
Yeah. And those aren't meant for inside use.
No, and they died of carbon monoxide. Very interesting question, Rachel. What were the? Is there one or two other movies that that's a theme in Disney you can name?
There's, there's several.
Is it Bambi?
Like most of the princesses, Bambi, Pinocchio.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of them.
All right, right. Well, Rachel, thanks for calling. You have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening to AFR.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, and so Samson was the correct answer there to that Bible question. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Jim and Ann Reed and Jim Stanley. We appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Let me give you the phone number if you want to call in and ask or answer one of our ask a trivia question or answer one of ours or both. Here's the number to call in. Be on the air with us as long as you haven't got on the air in the last 4 weeks. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. I'm Tim Wildman. You're listening to AFR. By the way, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. You answer those, don't you, Jim?
Yes, sir, I do.
And also, you can watch our show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show from our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Let's repeat our questions.
Okay. What famous MASH star
you
was shot
it, you
out?
Can do it, Jim.
I can do it. I know. What famous MASH star was shot out of a cannon in a Hertz TV commercial prior to appearing on MASH?
Okay.
All right. And then what time does Wee Willie Winkie run through the town?
Is this like a famous nursery rhyme or something? I'm trying to get what world this comes from.
That's right.
Besides Jim's.
Well, I will do research on that for you and get back to you.
Is this a famous movie character? Or?
I'm not entirely sure. That's why I thought it would be a good trivia question.
Did you know the answer?
I did not. Neither did Ann, and I don't believe Google Boy did either.
Did you Google Boy? Is that Adam?
That's Adam.
Adam.
It was just humorous.
Yeah, just to say that word,
yeah,
those words just, consecutively?
Yeah, Wee Willie Winkie.
Wee Willie Winkie.
Running through the town.
You're a brave man on live radio.
What time?
All right. What else you got?
All right. And then who said, no man can do the, a Bible question, by the way, who said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him?
Okay. Who said that? Okay. Ann?
What was the first toy to be advertised on TV? And when President Ronald Reagan, this was in 1985, he invoked the Harry Callahan's line, go ahead and make my day.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he addressing?
Okay.
And how many flavors are in Fruit Loops?
And Larry Callahan was the Clint Eastwood character?
Correct.
In one of those movies. Go ahead and make my day. All right, here are my two questions. I'll add a third one after the top of the hour, maybe, or give a second one. But here are my two questions that remain. Number one, approximately 2% of all people have what eye color?
2%.
2% of people in the world have this particular eye color. What is it? Number two, what fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? So there you go. So, you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. Was that in stereo?
Very close.
Okay.
Very
All right,
close.
Jim, back to the phones.
All right. Joseph has been patiently waiting in the great state of Tennessee. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Joseph.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, Joseph. Thank you for calling. Where do you live in Tennessee?
Jackson.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead. Ask, answer, or both.
Actually, both. I'm going to answer that question about the the one that said something about the miracles.
Okay, who said no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him?
That would be Nicodemus.
That was Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
There you go. Well done. And it's from John 3:2.
Okay, so Nicodemus said that. About Jesus.
I got a tough question for you.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be Zephaniah, the second chapter, the 8th verse. And the Lord said to these two particular countries. Basically, he was going to curse them in a sense because they were taunting Israel, saying that they were going to take their land, you know, because Israel's going through their, you know, their punishment. And these two countries said that they was going to take, they were laughing at Israel, and they was going to take their land. What are those two countries that he cursed?
Where in the Bible is that? I'm not looking it up, but I'm just Zephaniah, asking.
Zephaniah 2:8.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Joseph, so don't say anything. I don't know, but there, if he's countries now, and not tribes or enemies of countries.
Countries.
I'm going to guess Syria and Assyria and Egypt. But
well, actually, you could say tribes.
You could say tribes, not necessarily tribes. Countries, because then you're talking about a bunch of ites that it could be chosen from, right?
Yes.
You got what 25 different ites groups, in there, and you got
and that doesn't count the stalagmites
and the Philistines.
That's right.
So and go ahead. What would be your answer to this question?
I really don't have any idea.
Well, make a guess, Ann. Even if it's wrong, just give us something. What do you got over there? Just make up a people. You need to. Jordanians? You wouldn't have Jordanians back then.
Now, I think Egypt was one of them, but honestly,
Egyptians
can't.
And Philistine, Joseph.
No, that's not correct. But I'll give you a little more information.
All right.
It was the Moabites and the Ammonites.
Okay.
So it was a couple of those ites.
Yeah, he swore that he was going to destroy them like Sodom and Gomorrah. Hmm.
The Moabites and the what?
Ammonites.
And what was the question again? Yeah, repeat the question.
The Lord cursed these two tribes because they were boasting and insulting Israel when Israel was going through their trial and tribulation, you know, because of their own sin.
Yes.
Type thing.
Moabites.
Got it. And the Lord said that he was going to destroy them like he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And I just happened on that, and that's a terrible thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to hear that, for sure. Well, thank you, Joseph, for calling, my friend. You take care and have a wonderful day.
You too. Happy New Year. God
okay.
Bless. Happy New Year. God
Joseph,
bless you.
Joseph calling from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Jim.
All right, so we're going to talk to Dane calling from Kansas. Dane, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
How you doing, Dane?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, sir.
Where do you live in the Sunflower State?
In Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Your question, you have a question. You want to ask or answer or both?
Ask and answer.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
Okay, I'm going to answer the first toy on TV that was advertised was Mr. Potato Head in 1952.
That is correct.
All right.
Outstanding.
All right, and so repeat. So the question is, what was the first toy that was ever advertised on television?
Correct.
And Dane knows that it's Mr. Potato Head in 1952. You know, I would have, what would have been comparable? Or what would have, Dane, do you know other toys around that time period that would have, people would have thought? Go ahead.
No.
I'm trying to think what would have been popular.
I don't know. I was thinking Daisy BB gun.
Yeah?
Because that's been around for a while.
Daisy BB gun or maybe Slinky, but Slinky would have been
Slinky
60s.
Late 60s,
60s
mid-60s. Because I remember getting Slinkies for Christmas.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, they don't climb. That's false advertising about them climbing up.
That's right. They'll go down.
Steps. Climb up steps. Good night. All right, Dane, your question for us.
Okay. When the ancient kingdoms of Israel and Judah split, both kingdoms had 19 kings, and there was one queen. Can you tell me which kingdom had the queen and her name?
Okay, you were kind of it was kind of muffled there. So, Dane, I'm going to ask you to repeat that again, and then Anne will answer.
Okay. Okay. The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, when they split, they both Israel had 19 kings and Judah had 19 kings. Can you tell me, there was also one queen. Can you name the queen?
Well, hold on just a minute. Don't say anything, Dane. There's only one. Who was the queen?
I can't. Queen of Sheba?
Is that an answer? Or
no,
you just,
that's
shot in the dark.
That's just a dart thrown at the board blindly.
And
she was in Egypt, wasn't she?
I don't know. That's
I think I know the answer to that, but not the actual question that's being asked.
Okay.
Go ahead, boss.
We should know. We really should know. And my wife and I are going through the Old Testament right now. We're in 2 Kings, like the middle of there. But it's still hard to. I don't know that we've come across.
Well, can we get Dane to call back next week and prepare?
See if I can get to that. Dane, what's the answer?
Okay, it was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel from the Northern Kingdom, and they did this for a peace treaty. It was her name was Athaliah. She was the daughter of Ahab.
That's who I was thinking.
What's her name?
Athaliah.
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 Yes.
Okay. Well, I should be coming up on that
yeah.
pretty soon in my reading, because that's about we're reading about Jezebel. All right. Well, listen, thanks so much, Dane. Good question, and appreciate you calling today. Take care.
And have a happy New Year as we look forward to next week. Shall we move along, sir?
Let's repeat our questions.
All right. Let's do. I guess that means me.
That means you, Jim.
I have more information for you, too, about this, by the way.
About what?
What time does Wee Willie Winkie run through the town?
Yeah.
And
I don't think he ever did, honestly. That was kind of like Bigfoot. It was just made up.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
Right.
But
it's a Scottish nursery
rhyme. But I'm not
rhyme.
Dismissing Bigfoot altogether.
Right. No. Well, I mean, because,
you know.
I've been seen in the woods and have been confused for Bigfoot.
Right. Somebody explain to me that footage. Huh?
So, Wee Willie Winkie is a nursery rhyme from 1841.
Is it now?
So that is why it's literature.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that's one question. And then what starved MASH before they came into their career was shot out of a cannon in a Hertz TV commercial?
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. And?
Okay. First question is, in 1985, when President Ronald Reagan invoked the famous line, go ahead, make my day, who was he addressing? And how many flavors are in Fruit Loops? And part of men's dress shirts were originally detachable. What part and why?
What now?
Part of men's dress shirts were originally detachable. What part and why?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here are my two questions. Approximately 2% of all people in the world have what eye color? There's an eye color that only 2% of the world's population has. What is it? Number two, what fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? And you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and Ann Reed. And thank you for listening to AFR. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Back to the phone, Jim.
Going to talk to Janice calling from Kentucky. Janice, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well.
Thank you, Janice. Where do you live in Kentucky?
I live in the heart of Kentucky in Campbellsville.
Okay, well, good. Campbellsville. Go ahead, Jim.
Isn't that where JJ's from?
No, JJ's from Owensboro.
Owensboro, my apologies.
Campbellsville, there's a school there in Campbellsville, right?
Yes, it is.
Campbellsville University. All right, well, listen, Janice, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Wee Willie Winkle.
There you go.
Wow.
See?
Okay,
here we go.
I got to hear this one.
All right, so what time does Wee Willie Winkie run through the town?
Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown, rapping at the window, looking through the locks.
Is
that
right?
You know where your children are. It's now 8 o'clock.
There you go, 8 o'clock.
All right.
Look at
Janice.
That.
Janice. Wow,
well done.
How did you know this, Janice?
My mother taught it to me when I was a little girl.
It's a nursery rhyme from the 1800s.
1800s.
Okay.
Well, I'm old enough for that.
Oh, wait. Wow. You must have a great exercise program there.
So, just for the record, that's at least three of my questions that have come under some ridicule today.
Yeah, from who?
From a gentleman who signs my paychecks. So I better leave that alone.
Well, but, I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the question, the depth of the question, Jim, and the knowledge.
How smart our people are. You guys have done a great job on Learning University without me.
So well, this is a nursery rhyme.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't make it to my generation. I'm 55. I didn't learn about this. At least I don't remember.
Well, I've been teaching it to my grandchildren.
Okay. Well, maybe it's skipping a generation.
There you go.
But see, now you have something old that's new that you can share with
that's
your grandchildren.
Right. I know Jack jumped over the candlestick.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
He did that.
And out of the box.
He'd out of the box. Yeah. But anyway, Janice, what is your question for us?
What was Lazarus' dog's name?
What?
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
He was.
Well,
yes.
Lazarus had a dog.
Well. Uh huh.
And his what was his dog's name?
Correct.
Is this a legend or is this in the Bible?
I think it's
in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
I can give you scripture for it, but I want you to guess first.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't
this is in the New Testament.
Wasn't
so
Fido.
It's not as old as that
no,
one about the
Fido.
Tribes and the queen.
Fido. Well, Jimmy, you're rambling.
I'm just mumbling.
That's what I thought. Anne?
I have a feeling this is a trick question.
Okay. Well, what would be the trick answer?
I do not know.
Okay. You used up your I don't knows, Anne. At this point, you start throwing stuff out there.
That's like spaghetti
answer.
And see what sticks to the wall.
Janice, what's the answer?
Moreover.
Well, read it.
The dog came and licked his wounds.
Moreover.
The dog.
Oh, moreover.
Moreover.
Well, Anne was correct.
Right. It was a trick
It was a
question.
Trick question. Janice, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay, Happy New Year.
We'll take one more call right before our break.
Steve from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, how y'all doing today?
Doing wonderful, man. How you doing?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Well, what part of the Lone Star State do you live in?
I live east of Dallas, about 75 miles in a small town called Brashear.
Near Tyler?
No, it's close to Sulphur Springs. It's on
I-30. Okay. Okay, yeah, I got you. All right, wonderful. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The eye color.
The eye color. Approximately 2% of all people in the world have what eye color, Steve?
I'm going to say green.
Yes.
That was my guess.
That is correct. That is green. Green. I was surprised the number was so low, the percentage was so low. What would be the other color, Steve? You got blue, right?
Yeah. I've got green eyes, but blue.
Oh, really? You're one of the 2% then? Okay.
I am one of the 2%, and I've learned this from Learning University because you had this question on there once before.
Yes, we did. But I thought, this is such a great question, I'll bring it back for, an encore.
Of course, that's
that and the fact that I completely forgot that I'd asked this question whenever it was. Hey, Steve, can you hold on?
I can.
Because we got to take a break right here.
We'll come back to you right after the
news. We'll come back. But yeah, 2%, you got blue eyes.
Hazel, brown.
Is there such thing as black?
I've seen eyes that are nearly black. They're really
so,
dark brown.
So dark. Yeah. But brown, blue, hazel, and green are the
right
four colors that we, but we can confirm.
Hey, can I give the number real quick?
You sure can.
All right.
The lottery number? What
well,
you
it's the
here?
Number for folks to call in for Trivia Friday.
Okay.
We had several lines open, and it's 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840.
We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay with us.